Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pete Stanisek. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave J. Schmidt. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stanisek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kittle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Murray takes first base on ball four. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. The ball gets by Bando for a passed ball. Murray moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sheets strikes out. One out. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murray scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Tettleton moves to third. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Carter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carter. Tettleton scores. Shaw goes all the way around to score. Ripken moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanisek is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanisek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanisek for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bando strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gerhardt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gerhardt bunts towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shu hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shu fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanisek is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanisek strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Ripken moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Murray goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tettleton moves to third. Joe Orsolak pinch hits for Ken Gerhardt. Bill Lasky now pitching. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Orsolak hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Orsolak now playing right field. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Orsolak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 0 for 2 in the game. Shue strikes out. one out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanisek is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanisek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Sisk now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Bando and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tettleton hits a line drive towards first. Upshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Orsilak is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Orsilak. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Orsilak steals second. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 0-for-3 in the game. Shue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive towards second. Franco catches it and steps on second to double up Orsalak. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Traber now playing first base. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. Washington moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.